At FM 93.3, we're here for Community Connection this morning, 75 degrees outside on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Community Connection this morning brought to you by an Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic and First Baptist Church. We have Jacob Wilson and Paige Early this morning with us from the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. Jacob is the Program Director and Paige is the Marketing and Development Coordinator. First off, welcome. First time on the radio.
Yes.
That's right.
So we're excited to be here. Now, how long have y'all been with the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville?
I've been here about 3.5 years now.
Okay. I've been here about 2 months.
Well,
very new.
Well, very cool. Welcome. Welcome to Bartlesville, first off. And then, of course, welcome to our radio station. I know you both listen to the radio all the time, so you finally get to see it.
Yes.
see the faces on them right now. They're like, yes, we listen to the radio all the time, of course. So explain to me a little bit about yourselves and tell me how you kind of got involved with Boys and Girls Club, just in general, but specifically in Bartlesville.
So I moved here, like I said, 3.5 years ago. I was really just looking to volunteer, but they said they had a position open as a youth development coordinator, and I just got hooked. I got the bug, as people say, in the clubs, and I just couldn't stop. So that's how I got hooked in.
And then, so I had just graduated, so I lived in Bartlesville, grew up here, went to college, was trying to find what I was passionate about, and I liked nonprofits and passionate about kids, and so I just started researching and looked into the Boys and Girls Club, and I felt like it would be a good fit and something I was passionate about, and I think that you should do what you're passionate about, so.
Well, absolutely. Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville, great organization just in general, but especially here in Bartlesville, a lot of good things go on. And it's some improvements coming on recently, a lot of renovations and things going on. Tell me about that and where we're at with that.
Yeah, so our new building is making daily progress, and it should be done in December. And we just hope it'll allow us to reach more youth more often and with a greater impact. So.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity for the kids in our area. With a lot of help from a lot of different people, and we're just super excited to get in there and just see our program grow.
Yes.
And how many kids, how many boys and girls who go to the Boys and Girls Club, how big is it here in Bartlesville as far as kind of an average?
So we average daily during after school care about 160 at our main site, which is kindergarten through sixth grade, mm-hmm. and about 45 at our teen center, which is seventh grade and up. So over 200 kids a day that we serve during after school. And then in the summer, it blows up to about 250.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people and a lot of impact you are having on the residents of Bartlesville, but especially students and kids and younger people here in Bartlesville.
Yes.
So things are going on. We're building a lot. There's a lot of things going on. Tell me about the Cal Ripken Summer Camp. We got that one of those things on the list here.
Yeah, I love talking about Cal Ripken Summer Camp. So this past August, and we do this every year, Cal Ripken camps up in Maryland are super helpful for us. They send us a pack for 3 kids to go for free, all expenses covered, flights, lodging, all that stuff. And they just have a great time. It's about life lessons, baseball, and it just kind of follows the Cal Ripken way, which is everything you do in life, you do in baseball. Everything you do in baseball, you do in life. So it doesn't have to be the most athletic kids. It's just kids that are wanting to grow and wanting to learn how to be leaders.
Yeah, and I was gonna say, how do you select the children for that? Is it, you know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, we talk to a bunch of different parents, and it's really just based on kids that we see kind of already as leaders in the club that are doing things the right way, the way that we want them to do, and kind of being that productive, engaged citizen that we want them to be and we want them to grow up to be. So that's how we pick them.
And you said, you know, productive, engaged citizen. I want to clarify that Boys and Girls Club is not just a daycare. People just hang
That's
out.
Right.
But this is a growing opportunity for the youth. How do you guys do that?
So, yeah, that's something we say all the time in the club is we're definitely not a daycare. We are a program-based facility. We want to help kids grow in 3 different areas. So academic success, healthy lifestyles, and character and citizenship. And the way we do that is we have a big slew of programs that we offer. Like right now for healthy lifestyles, we do basketball fundamentals where they can come in and learn how to be better basketball players. We've also got Torch Club, which is about volunteerism, getting out in the community and giving back to people that have helped the club. And then academic success, we always have Power Hour every day, which is mentor and tutor led homework time at the beginning of every day in the club.
So children are growing and stuff. And of course, both of you do, I'm assuming, just great work here. Just seeing how the how people we've seen, and just here at the radio station, but kids we've seen who are part of the Boys and Girls Club, very speak highly of them, and kids from all over. You know, is it kind of, I don't say a challenge, but is it difficult sometimes to, you know, kind of create all three and to get into the same thing? And it's not necessarily a struggle, but you're pushing forward to do it. It's a work to do it.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, it takes effort to get into it, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, definitely, because like you said, we're not a daycare, and we're after more than just making sure kids are safe. That's our number one thing, is making sure kids are safe, but we want more out of it. So that part's a little difficult, and I think the most difficult part is we just want to affect more kids.
Absolutely.
So...
Well, okay, Cal Ripken Summer Camp, it's in Maryland. Did you get to go?
I did, actually. Okay. I've been waiting 3.5 years to be the one that gets to go, and I finally got my chance, so I made the most out of it.
How many kids are going to this? I mean, it's from all over.
Yeah, we had, so they run, I think, 6 different camps throughout the year, and there's about 150 at each one. So, you know, they're affecting about 1,000 kids a year through that program, and it's really great. I mean, they have guest speakers come in to talk about, like I said, life lessons and that sort of deal, and just perseverance and everything. So it's a really great program.
Well, absolutely. And of course, a lot of programs that you are still doing here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about some of those programs.
Yeah, so I covered basketball fundamentals and power hour and stuff like that. Our STEM program, so science, technology, engineering, mathematics, we do hands-on experiments. We try to keep it fun and interactive, so they don't feel like it's a continuation of school when they get out of school. We do everything is hands-on, but our STEM program has really taken off. I mean, they just did a photosynthesis workshop with greenhouses and stuff like that, so they get to get in there and like pour the dirt and grow plants and stuff like that, so it's really cool. I mean, we've got a ton of other programs.
There's
going on
to...
starting a Spanish club and stuff like that, so yeah, anything that sparks interest in kids or kind of facilitates the interest that they already have, we're all about.
Yeah, well, for sure. And I said, just to go back a little bit, the point I'm trying to make is that there's a lot of effort that goes into this, and I worded that incorrectly, so I apologize. But there's, you know, there's a lot of effort that goes into this, and there's a lot of people who are involved in this, putting time and putting thought into this and trying to make this the best program possible.
Yeah.
And trying to make this an opportunity for the kids to grow.
That's right. Me and Paige are here, but there's probably 6 or 7 other people behind the scenes every day that are just not even including the people that are boots on the ground, you know, the ones that are in there building those relationships with kids and making the most impact on the kids' lives. But you don't see, you know, our CEO, Jason Barda, who just does an incredible job, and, you know, people like that. So
yeah, I was going to ask, how many staff members are there?
Full-time, 6. And then right now we have 8 part-time staff.
Okay.
So
again, a lot of people going on and doing things. Looking at our time, we're going to take a quick little break here, and we'll come back. We have more Community Connection on the way right here on K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Missed consumer calls? Catch the archived week of shows at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click the on-demand button, then click the consumer calls link, then click the day you want to hear. That's consumer calls at your beck and call. Sponsored by Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center and Sitel. Consumer calls on KWN AM 1400 live each weekday 9:10 to 9:30, Saturday 9:10 to noon. But if you can't tune in live, head to the web at BartlesvilleRadio.com and listen to the archived shows.
All right, we're back. Community Connection this morning, Thursday, September 21st, 75 degrees out, still outside. Boys and Girls Club, Bartlesville is in this morning. Great time talking with them. A lot of things that they do, a lot of programs and stuff. And with any program, any organization, funding is needed. Talk a little bit during the break. Glam Up for Great Futures, a fundraising event.
Yes.
This is Paige's time to shine here.
So that is next Tuesday, September 26th, from 5 to 7. And so what they do, we had it last year, and it was actually the most successful trunk show they had had up until recently. So what they do is Kendra Scott comes down and they bring some of their jewelry, and we rent out, we have a space. Thank you to Second Street Flat for allowing us to let us use your space. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have sips and sweets, and you can shop the latest Kendra Scott jewelry, and then 20% of the proceeds go back to the Boys and Girls Club. So it's a fun little girls' night, and we like to say that, you know what, Christmas isn't too far away, so you can get, you know, a head start on your Christmas shopping. And then this year we're actually having a local online boutique called Drix Boutique, and they're going to come by and they're going to have some of their apparel for you to try on, and we'll have a room where you can try that on. And then they're actually donating 15% of their proceeds to the club. So it's just a great way to support the Boys and Girls Club while also having a good night. So.
And the online boutique, is that going to be at the trunk show? How does that work?
Yeah, so she's going to bring some of her clothes to Second Street Flat, okay, which is downtown. And so while you can look at her clothes, you can try some on, you can buy it, and then you can go to the Kendra station and you can look at theirs and also buy that. So yeah, just a fun little girls' night, and you know, we'll have sips and sweets for you, and then just mingle. So
well, absolutely. So there's gonna be clothes, there's gonna be jewelry, again, mm-hmm, a trunk show. And for those of us who don't know, like me this morning, a trunk show has a lot of jewelry involved.
Yeah.
So learning things, you learn something every day here. But very cool. And you said it was Second Street Flat, which is downtown, I believe?
Yes, it is. It's 118 AW 2nd Street.
Okay.
So it's kind of a funky address. But if you want to go to, we have a Facebook event page on our website. So if you just want to go to that, you can find out more details about it. So, yeah. And then we couldn't have done it without our sponsorships for this event, which is Kelly Lawrence and Courtney Roberts, and then also Elizabeth Gallery. So thank you to them, and then also thank you to Second Street Flat for allowing us to use your space.
Absolutely. And a lot, again, 20% from the jewelry, I believe is what you said, is going to go back to the Boys and Girls Club, 15% from the online boutique.
Yes.
So a lot of good things definitely, yes, come out. Facebook event, you mentioned. Mm-hmm. People want to know more about the Boys and Girls Club. Where can they learn that from?
They can go to our Facebook page, which is Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. And then if you just go to the event section, you'll see it. And you can learn more about it and see what's going to happen there. So,
very cool. And I think that Boys and Girls Club, you know, there's a lot of kids. And you, mm-hmm, said six full-time staff, is I believe the number you had out there. And about 200 to 250 kids out there. Is there a way that people can volunteer or donate money or anything that they can help out with the Boys and Girls Club?
I'll let Paige handle the donation part of it, but as far as volunteering, we're always taking volunteer applications. Anybody that comes and has direct contact with kids, we run a background check, but if you fill that out and we sit down and see that you have a passion for being around kids and can bring something to the table like that, we're always looking for like-minded people to come in and help. So,
and somebody wants to volunteer, what exactly could they be doing possibly?
Like I said, so we always need people to help with our power hour, our homework hour. That's a place that a lot of people like to start. And then we really encourage volunteers to, like I said, kind of bring their own thing in. If they're musically gifted, if they want to talk about guitars or piano, if they are fluent in a different language, we always love doing stuff like that. So it's really about what they're interested in, because if you get interested in it, then the kids will be interested. So that's what we look for.
Sure.
And if you want to volunteer, it's on our Facebook page. You go to the volunteer application. If you go to our website at bgcbville.org, the volunteer application's on there too.
And it goes back to the saying that the program has so many different avenues for the things, whether it's from the STEM stuff, whether, mm-hmm, it's for athletic-like things,
that's
whether,
right,
it's from arts-like things. There's, you know, everything across the board, there's something for somebody out there.
That's right. Yeah, we try not to throw too much at the kids, but it's all about, especially at the younger age, kind of sparking that interest and seeing what they're interested in. And as they progress through the club, you know, and go to higher grade levels, and they get to the teen center, we try to hone in on those interests and kind of build that passion, find out, are there careers that you can do and that sort of thing. And that's what Career Launch, our kind of flagship program at the teen center, is about, is gearing up 14 through 18 year olds to go out in the workforce and find a job that they're passionate about so that they don't have to fear going to work and stuff like that. So
if mom and dad are listening out there and they say, because kids are in school right now, we're hoping. mom and dad are out there listening and say, you know, like, this would be good for my child. How can the children get involved with this? Like, how's that process work? They just show up?
If you go to our main site at 401 South Seminole, there's always applications there. They can fill it out right there and start that afternoon if they wanted. And then they're also on our website at bgcbeville.org and on our Facebook page.
Is there a fee?
There is. So right now it's $25 for the entire year. It's $10 for the summer program and $15 for after school. It's, you know, we have a lot of people that in the community that are so invested in the program that we can keep those fees down and make it, like I said, $25 for the whole year. And we're open over spring break and, you know, a couple days sometimes on Thanksgiving break and stuff like that. So, but to keep those fees down, we're really grateful that we have some help there. So
sure, absolutely. And as I am getting into the real world and learning the value of money, $25 is a great price.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and that again, $25, I assume, just really essentially goes back into them at some point or another.
Yeah.
Throughout the thing, donations. We were talking about that a little bit earlier, and keeping it $25. I assume that people are helping out in some way or another.
Yeah.
Somebody's listening, they want to donate money. They don't necessarily can't volunteer, but they want to donate money. How can they do that?
Well, so the reason we can keep it so low is because of the community. They are such a big help to us. And so if you're interested in donating, you can go online to our website, bgcbeville.org, and you can give there. And then we started a new program called the Blue Door Club, and it's monthly donors. And so you can give a monthly gift, and then what you get out of that is you'll get monthly e-newsletters, and you'll get updates of how your investment is helping the kids in our community. So you'll just keep updated with the kids at the club and everything we're doing to see, you know, how your investment is helping us. So.
Well, a lot of things, Boys and Girls Club, a lot of things going on. Again, just one more time as we wrap up our program here, as we're looking at our time. We have the Trunk Show, September 26th.
Yes.
Run through that one more time for me.
The Kendra Gives Back, Glam Up for Great Futures. It is September 26th from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's at 2nd Street Flat.
Okay. 2nd Street Flat, excuse me, 5 to 7. 5 to 7?
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure I have that right down. Written down right. A lot of good things. 20% from Kendra Stock going back, and then the online boutique, 15% going back from there.
Yes.
So a great way that you can go out, shop, have fun, enjoy your time, and, of course, support the Boys and Girls Club. Just a wonderful program. And, of course, Jacob, we have a lot of things coming up this afternoon even, but in the future.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock, we'll get rolling with Power Hour, and then, what's today, Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll jump into... no basketball today, but we'll jump into STEM and all kinds of crazy stuff. So,
a lot of fun things coming up. $25 for the whole year. Can't beat that.
That's right.
And he's going back into the kids. We appreciate both of you coming in, Jacob and Paige. Looking forward to everything. We appreciate it. Welcome to your first time on the radio.
Oh, yeah,
hopefully,
thanks.
It won't be your last. Stop by the radio station at any time. We appreciate you this morning.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is Sherman Jaquist, the pastor at Matoka Baptist Church. The